In the book of Haggai, the second chapter, we'll begin reading there in the first verse. Haggai 2 and 1. And in the seventh month, in the 1 and 20th day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory, and how do you see it now? He said, Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? But he didn't leave us there. He said, Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you. Praise God, I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you, when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. Oh, if the Lord had helped me tonight, I just want to preach on his glory. Amen. On his glory. Praise God. As I said, I came down here, church, amen, looking to see the glory of God, amen, manifest in this place. Praise the Lord. Oh, I'm sure that God is blessed in days gone by. Amen. I'm sure that God has worked and moved around here in days gone by. But I'm telling you, church, if you're anything like it is at home, amen, we need another blessing. And we need another camp meeting. Amen. We need another move of God. Amen. Oh, we can't live on yesterday's blessing. Amen. It's an encouragement to us. It's a strength to hear what God has done. Amen. In days gone by. But I'm telling you, we need something that'll move and work for us right now. Oh, hallelujah. I said right now. Amen. We can't wait any longer. We need God to help us right now. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. Now, Haggai here was talking about, amen, a day that some of the old timers remembered about. Amen. No doubt he was talking to them about that time, amen, in that first temple, that day when the glory of God, amen, came down in such a way, praise God, that the priest couldn't minister. Amen. That cloud filled the house. Oh, hallelujah. And he knew them old timers could still remember that day. Amen. I want to tell you, church, if you've ever been in the presence of God, amen, when the glory of the Lord was coming down, amen, nothing else will ever matter to you in life. Can you say amen? Amen. I'm telling you, all this charisma and all these things that are going on, amen, they don't do nothing for me. Amen. I've saw the glory. I said I've saw the glory. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You can do everything else you want to do. I'm not against everything. Amen. But I'm telling you, when you got it all done, amen, somebody sang me a good song. And somebody began to worship God. And somebody began to praise God. And let's see what the glory of the Lord will do. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, amen. He said, is there anybody around here that still remembers, amen, those glorious times that we had in days gone by? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm sure some of them raised their hands. Amen. And said, yeah, I remember it. Amen. I never will forget. Pray God, those days. Amen. When God blessed in that old temple. Amen. Well, boys, that was good. But we got Josedek here. Amen. We got these sons and we got these daughters. Amen. What about now? Amen. Do they need to see that same glory? Do they need to see that same power? Amen. Do they need to feel that same presence? Amen. Do they need to be changed as we was changed when the glory fell? Oh, hallelujah. Praying God. You know this revival that we just came out of. Amen. I heard folks begin to testify. Amen. Young folks begin to testify and begin to say, you know, amen, I believe God has sanctified me. Amen. I believe God. They said, you know, some of these desires that we've had, we don't seem to have them anymore. Amen. Some of these wants that we had, we don't want them anymore. Oh, I'm telling you. Amen. I believe we need to see it again. I said, oh, touch us again. Amen. Let us feel your presence one more time. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, some of our young people, amen, they'd heard me preach about it, and they'd heard us tell about it, but they got up in this revival, and they said, we saw it for ourselves. Amen. Brother Neil, one night, amen, I forgot now, I believe it's Sister Sharon, a young lady in our church, amen, all of a sudden, she took one of the young ladies that was being blessed, and they headed out that side door. Amen. I saw that one time before. Amen. But a lot of our young folks hadn't saw it. But they headed out that side door. And before it's over with, the whole church, amen, was out that side porch. You remember where that is. Amen. Singing and shouting and praising God. Amen. I looked over there. One young lady was laying almost underneath a car. Amen. She was out of this world. She was in that glory world. I came to preach to you tonight. Amen. We need to see the glory. I said we need to see the glory. Amen. Send us that glory. Amen. As you've done in days gone by. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. There was a man that has a little car lot back over, amen, on the other side of our church. I didn't even know he was anywhere around. I did wonder, Brother Neil, as much commotion that we were making, I did wonder if anybody around town, our church is right in the middle of town, and I wondered if anybody heard it. Amen. One of the young ladies went over to buy a car a few days later, and he said, what was going on at y'all's church the other night? She said, well, you know, we just worshiping and praising God. He said, y'all got outside the other night. Amen. Oh, she said, yeah. He said, you know what? I kind of eased around that building. Amen. And I'm looking over there to see what was going on. He said, I don't know exactly what it was, but he said something began to run up and down my arms. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Church, I'm telling you, it won't stay on the inside. If the glory begins to fall, amen, it'll get on somebody on the outside. Hallelujah! We had folks that hadn't been there in years.
amen, come into our church. It has a drawing effect. I said it has a drawing effect. When the glory of the Lord begins to fall. Amen. There was a man came into that church. I never had saw him. Not a person in our church knew anything about it. Amen. But he came from down the street. I met him before church that night. He had come in about the time church was ending the night before. I said, young man, what about it? Amen. He said, I don't know anything about this. But he said, I wanted to come tonight and see what was going on. Before it's over with, he was in the altar and he was praying. And I believe he felt something he had never felt in his life. Amen. What about it? Amen. Oh, yes. It's on our hands. Amen. I know a lot of y'all don't know me tonight, but I'm telling you, I'm wanting this to get out of my hands, and I'm wanting it to get in the Lord's hands. Amen. I'm wanting it to get out of our control and in His control tonight.
Praise God. Amen. I saw the glory, Brother Neil. Nothing else has any glitter or gleam to me. I said, after I saw the glory, everything else pales in comparison to the glory. Amen. I don't plan to preach a whole lot longer tonight. Amen. I don't want to give you the whole bale tonight, but amen. Some of y'all know and some of you don't, but many years ago, God gave me a burden, amen, to reach out to the street people. And I went up to the old homeless mission. It's kind of a long story. I won't go into all of it. But I went up to the old homeless mission there in Oklahoma City. God opened the door for us. We took our church in there. We began to sing and preach to them, folks. And God gave us some wonderful blessings. Amen. You know, I'd always thought, Brother Neil, I thought, oh, if the world could just feel what we felt at times in our camp meetings. Oh, how many times has the glory of the Lord been falling? And I thought, oh God, if somebody down the street that never has known anything about it, if they could just feel it, surely He would do something in their life. Amen. Well, we cranked up in there and started having service, and amen, I didn't know it, but God knew it. Amen. There was a backslidden homeless preacher that was a cook in that old homeless mission. Amen. His name was Alonzo Jones. He is a big black man. Amen. Oh, I tell you, we got to singing, we got to shouting, we got to praising God. Amen. That old flop house, all they'd been having was just, amen, this old barroom music and all that. Some of them been playing a few times when we got there. And amen, oh, we just had church in there. He told us later about it. He said, you know, I was down there in that old cook shack. Amen. He had been down there for many years, been backslid and away from God. I'm trying to tell you tonight what the glory will do. Amen. Alonzo said, I was down there preparing another meal. He said, down the hall of that old school building, he said, I heard some Holy Ghost singing. He said, I stopped what I was doing. And I said, that's Holy Ghost singing. That's Holy Ghost singing. Oh, he said, I recognize that. Amen. I've heard that before. The first thing I saw of him, he had walked in that side door. He was a giant of a man. Amen. I was a preaching. I was giving it everything I had. Amen. I gave that altar call. And Alonzo Jones walked down that aisle that night. Amen. He gave his heart back to the Lord. And I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord came down. Amen. Oh,
Oh, he became a great witness for us in that old place. Amen. Oh, he had come to our church. We'd bring him there and he'd sing. Amen. And he'd testify. And he'd shout and he'd praise God. Amen. And he'd look over at me. Never did get my name right. He called me Brother Lindell. Amen. He'd say, Brother Lindell, if God didn't send you for nobody else to the old Jesus house, he sent you for me. Praise God. Well, after a while, he said, Brother Lindell, he told me one day, he said, Brother Lindell, he said, I remember them old revival meetings we used to have back when I was in church. He said, do you think we could have one of those revival meetings up here in this old Jesus house? I said, well, I suppose so. Amen. So we talked to the lady who's over it. She said, that's fine, y'all. Y'all just have the run of the place, you know, just do whatever you want to do. So we decided to have revival. And, you know, he mentioned my Uncle Dan a while ago. And Uncle Dan, if you didn't know him, he was a God-called singer. Now, there's a lot of God-called preachers, but Uncle Dan was a God-called singer. Amen. I'm telling you, through the day, he'd be singing. Amen. Out in the yard. Oh, hallelujah. We'd be driving down the road. He'd strike up an old song. Amen. Brother Neil, he lived it. He breathed it. Everything about him. Amen. He loved it. And you know, he had got down sick and he couldn't travel anymore. And I was taking care of him and he couldn't hardly even come to church. Amen. Just kind of shuffled along as he went. And I don't know what even made me think about it. But I went down by his house and I said, Uncle Dan, I said, we're going to have revival up the old Jesus house. I said, do you think you could come one night and sing for us? He said, oh, Lindell, I don't know. He said, you know, amen, I don't know if I could even make the trip. I said, I'm going to be praying. I believe God will help you. I want you to come up there and sing one more time. Amen, Brother Neil. I suppose it was the last time that he ever sang in a revival meeting. Amen. And all that night, we got him up there. And I told the folks there, I said, this is my Uncle Dan. He's sung in revival meetings all over the country. And I wanted him to come and sing for you. All this sitting back there, you know how it is. Amen. They're sitting back there drunks and derelicts and amen, all kinds of people. But I'm telling you, they stood up and took notice. And you know, Brother Neil, I believe I saw that gleam in Uncle Dan's eyes that I saw many times when God began to move on him. Oh, hallelujah. He couldn't hardly walk, Brother John, but amen, I got on one side of him. Praise the Lord. And I got him by the arm. And I led him up there and he shuffled up, amen, to that little microphone that we had for him there. And he leaned back and I wish I could sing like he did tonight. But here's what he said. Ananias! Ananias, tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Oh, Ananias! Ananias, tell me what kind of man Jesus is. Oh, I'm telling you, they woke up around there. Amen. It was summertime. The windows was raised. Amen. I saw heads start sticking in the windows. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking to you about the glory tonight. I said I'm talking to you about the glory of the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, it'll get the job done when nothing else will. I said it'll work when nothing else will. If we can get the glory moving in this camp meeting, you'll be amazed and I'll be amazed at what will happen when the Lord begins to move. Thank God. Oh, I wish I could sing a little bit tonight. But I'm having a little trouble with my voice. But oh, I'm telling you, he got to singing that old song. Amen. Oh, they didn't know what to do with themselves. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord got in that old building. Amen. Oh, I looked and they started just kind of walking around. First thing I know, they had never, probably none of them ever saw a Jericho march. But far as over with, there's a walking all through there. Amen. Tears running down their cheeks. Amen. Some of them falling down. Amen. And praying. Some of them looking to heaven. I'm telling you, church, if we can get God working for us, if we can get God moving for us, if the Lord will come down as he has in days gone by, amen, somebody will come out saved. Somebody will come out sanctified. Somebody will come out baptized with the Holy Ghost. And somebody will be healed. And somebody will be delivered. And somebody will be set free.